This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
Oh, fuck. Oh, this is so good.
Oh, yeah, Daddy. Yeah.
Remember when Coco Montrese showed people how she has an orgasm in Untucked? Do you remember that Untucked?
I truly do not remember that Untucked.
It's good. It's a good one. Because like they're making fun of Alyssa for not knowing how to come when she plays that lady. And then Coco... It's so good. And then Alyssa says, why are you over there squirking like a treble, like a squirrel, like a... And it's very
Alyssa
iconic.
Edwards is honestly, I think, one of the funniest queens
ever.
To ever go through Drag Race.
Ever, 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 ever. She's so good. But are you squirking like a chirping like a?
I'm squirking like a chirping locking.
Because you're listening to Drag Her.
Drag Her. It's me, Mono Agapian.
And me, Nicole Byer. I like to pole dance.
Oh my God, I've been posting. I'm so sore today. Mm-hmm. I have been trying to practice climbing, which has been my nemesis. And I climbed to the top of my 8-foot pole and my whole body is done.
That's impressive because that is very hard.
It is very hard and I got a big fucking body.
Yeah, you got a big, beautiful body, and it takes a little more work to get up to climb your whole self up there. That's crazy.
And I like climbing because I look like a little bear.
I like that too. I saw the videos. I saw you and the roomies and your dog pole dancing. Very impressive.
Yes, a family that Clyde pulls together, doesn't
together.
Go hungry together because we know how to make the money.
You know how, that's right. Oh my God, you better start a cam account. You better become a cam girl, Nicole.
Oh my God, imagine in these quarantine times, I become a cam girl.
That would be so cool.
I would definitely have to like cover my face so people, but like my body, I don't know. I'm not kneed with a fat ass. Like it's pretty, you could clock it.
Yeah, I think you're clockable.
Yeah. Because I've had people recognize me from behind and I'm like, how did you know it was me? And they were like, oh, The answer is like your body, girl.
Your signature. You're very signature. You are like signature Tati. You have a very signature look, and it's working for you.
Thank you.
I'm also so gagged. I loved your lip sync that you posted. So good. We're just losing our minds.
Truly, utterly losing my goddamn mind. I feel insane at all times.
Me too. Like last week I was like kooky, but this week it feels more like prison. A little more like prison.
Yes. And today I was like, I think my big activity is going to be going for a walk.
Yes. 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 Me and Betsy have been fighting over who's going to get the mail.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Cause it's like, it makes me feel like I'm truly on death's door in hospice, just being like, gotta get the mail.
Well, I live with somebody who's very corona paranoid. Uh-huh. So last night I was like,
wait, what's their name? Who are they?
Oh, John Millheiser, my roommate, John Millheiser.
Yes.
So last night I was like, I'm hungry and I don't want any of the food in this house. I'm going to order delivery. So I ordered McDonald's because, like, why not? We're all going to die anyway.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll get the delivery. And I was like, okay. So he went out in gloves, got it,
oh boy,
took the food out of the packaging and put it in two bowls and served it to me.
You ate your McDonald's in a bowl?
I ate my McDonald's out of a fucking bowl.
That's very funny.
2020!
2020! I'm so excited for this year. But think about, okay, you thought last summer was a hot girl summer. Mm-hmm. Imagine this summer.
My God, if we're all allowed out by summertime, everyone's going to lose their goddamn minds.
Oh,
and I can't wait for it. I'm here for it. I cannot wait to get my fuck on.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
so excited.
Me too. I can't wait to cheat on my boyfriend in the summer. It's going to be great.
No.
I think it should be allowed. I think I'd be like, look, we got through this. Can we just go sleep with a bunch of people?
And I think he would be like, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, I think so too. Oh, Nicole, how fucked are all of our predictions of who's going home when?
I wish I could remember. Do you have my list?
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's on the Instagram. It's on the Instagrams.
Okay, let me look at the Instagrams because...
Okay, so I have your ranking. It says Rock'em first, then Widow, then Jackie.
Oh, wow. I'm wrong.
I'm wrong, too.
Wait, where did you find that?
It's on the Instagram account.
I'm literally on it.
It says Nicole Byers ranking on the Instagrams. I mean, mine's way off too. Don't even get me started.
Wait,
mine's
just send so it off. To me. Send it to me.
Okay, I'll send it to you right now. But yeah, I mean, we're going to be off. Whoever gets the closest or gets any correct points will still be appearing on the pod, probably virtually, because, you know, I'm curious to know what they're going to do with the finale. Is the finale going to be digital?
I think it might be. Oh, I found it. I mean, I wasn't far off with Rock. Rock left second.
Yo, you were not. No, you were really correct with. I mean, that's closer than me by far.
I was wrong about Dahlia Sin. She was in my top four.
but the rest of your top four looks pretty good overall. Overall.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I do think Jada and Gigi will be there.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a gag. I'm ready for the season to start going. I am frustrated with this episode, which we're going to dig into. But, like, I'm frustrated. I obviously, like, the bottom two was not correct.
I was pretty gagged at who the bottom two were. I was like, this is strange for me. And then I was genuinely sad when Nikki went home.
Me too. She's great.
I think she's great. I wanted to see more from her. And I was like, I think she'll be back for All Stars. But I was like, wow, I want more.
Me too. She looked unbelievable. I was shocked that her look didn't save her from the bottom. Like, shocked. Yes,
but I think that proves that, like, the runway doesn't matter.
No, see, that's why I'm going to get so fired up. Because on other challenges, the runway does matter. Like, it's all just so crazy to me. Okay, but please tell me more. Like, because I see what you're saying, but I also feel like other girls have been saved by the runway.
That's what I feel like there are no rules. Like,
there's
the
no
show
rules.
Sets up rules and then goes, just kidding, guys. There are no rules. We're going to do whatever the fuck we want to do.
I think that's 100% correct. And I think, as you know, like, when people have brought up, like, when you try what the judges tell you to do, you get sent home. Like, a lot of times where it's like, what? I was doing what you asked me to do. And they're like, we don't care.
Yeah, and I think Max, I believe.
Yes.
She was asked to wear a different color wig. And then she finally did and was sent home that episode.
Uh-huh. Milk gave glamour and went home.
Uh-huh. Never give the judges what they want.
No, never. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's crazy. I am just as frustrated, but it is good drama. It is good drama.
It is.
Can I, before we dig into the episode, I have an opinion. I don't know if I believe it or not, but I'm going to say it out loud. Do I miss the shorter episodes of Drag Race? I might slightly miss it.
Well, how long were the old episodes? 45?
Yeah, they were like 45 minutes, and now they're a full 60 minutes, you know, in an hour and a half with commercials.
Do you feel like sometimes the episodes are like fillers?
Yes.
Like there's like filler in there, but I don't, I truly don't mind. I love watching Drag Race. I've been tormenting John Milheiser, my roommate John Milheiser, by watching seasons. Like, we finished season 7, which is a great season.
Okay, queen. I will. Okay.
That will be my cross I fucking die on. It is such a good season. Pearl is great. It's great. It's a great season. It's very funny.
I don't know about all of that, but
it's honestly, every episode is an acting challenge, and none of the girls are good at acting. It's hilarious.
I will say, look, every season of Drag Race is still like a fucking ice cream sundae split flambé brulee. It is the best thing in the world, but I do think that season left me wanting more.
It left me wanting more acting challenges. Even in the finale, there's an acting challenge. It's like, before we go, one more. And Violet Chachki is iconic. Right now I'm watching season 5, and Serena Chacha, bring her back. What a treat.
I love it. We haven't had like a true blue, like,
hot ass mess
villain like that. And I know she's matured very much and makes beautiful wigs now.
She does make gorgeous, stunning wigs.
Yes. I think she's probably, I think she deserves another shot, because also because it'll be funny. But also, will they give her another shot if she doesn't come back to be an enemy?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I have been thinking about emailing one of the producers of Drag Race that I know about your idea of RuPaul's Drag Race No Stars, where they take like out of the pool the first 5 who go home and do like an All Stars of them, like a redemption.
Uh-huh.
I think it would, like, there's enough queens to do it. Like, I want to see Sasha Bell again.
I also just love how awful it would be for a producer to call a girl and be like, you're cast on the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race. No stars. Not a star. You are not a star.
Come on. Like, if you're not going to bring Porkchop back for an all-star round, figure out a way to bring Porkchop back.
No, honestly, come on.
Or Akasha. I don't know if she still does drag, but I want to see Akasha.
I would love to see Akasha and Jade Sotomayor, because they hate each other. I want to see that.
I want to see the season 1 girl, like more of them. My God. Okay. We should get into this episode.
Let's do it. Okay. So we're back in the workroom. Britta's shaken. Rock'em robbed. Britta's shaken by lip syncing. She didn't even think she would lip sync.
I think Britta thought she was going to be in the top the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
But I last week went in pretty hard on Britta, and I'm gonna go in hard on her again.
Okay.
Because this week's Untucked, I found her to be so nasty. Like,
right.
Okay, I get the whole Aiden Zane thing. I get that you don't like that she wears the same wig. I get that you don't think she's as experienced or as polished as you. But, like, maybe she doesn't have as much money. And she does keep mentioning that, like, all these other queens are from big cities. So, like, why don't you just listen to her? You know?
Yeah, not, I think that's fair.
You know, like, I'm not saying help her, but, like, and she is a little defensive. So, and she yes. doesn't seem to take critiques well. But she did, like, with the referee look, she was like, oh, yeah, I can work with that. But, like, and I'm not saying do the work for her, but, like, I don't know. Your sister's in this. You're going to go on tour together. So, like.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. She's
giving me, like, Montessori school child at summer camp. You know what yes. I mean? It's like, you're at summer camp and we're all the same now. And she's like, no, but at my school, I'm the smartest and the prettiest.
Yes.
It's like, and it's well, like, you're not there right
so
now.
So you might be the best in New York because that's the New York pool. You have a fan base. Just because yeah. you're the best somewhere doesn't mean that you're the best everywhere.
Right. And I think that's the lesson the producers are trying to teach her. Because I don't think she should have been all the way in the bottom this week. But I don't think she did the best. I'm going back and forth myself. Because initially, I think the correct bottom two for this episode was Britta and Aiden. Because they both were doing a bad job in that little mm-hmm. sketch together. So I thought they should have been culpable together. But, for whatever reason, like, I could scream and lose my mind again, but mm-hmm. I do think Aiden, it's okay for Aiden to get called out. Like, I like yes. that, obviously, now they're sisters and they love each other because they're outside of the psychological experiment, which is designed mm-hmm. to break their brains. But I do think she should get called out, and how dare you wear that wig again? How dare you?
She did tweet something funny. Bob the drag queen on, I think it's Pit Stop, was like, you can't wear that wig again. And she just tweeted back, I'd like to keep it on, please. And it made me laugh so hard.
is funny.
Here's my thing. I'm like, I feel for Aiden because I get that she chose to go on a reality show. I get that that's like a micro, like you're under a microscope. So like, but it's like America's reading her. The girls are reading her in person. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think we could be kinder to people in person. And
yes.
I wish the girls, you could tell her that she's wearing the same wig or that like she went to sleep and you're working hard, but you don't have to scream it at her. You know?
Right. I will say, though, this was the first Untucked I gave a shit about, and I loved the fight.
I did like this Untucked. It was when Heidi... Okay, John Milheiser, my roommate John Milheiser, made a wonderful discovery last night. We were watching Urban Legend, and Heidi sounds
with
like...
With Tara
Loretta
Reed?
Yes, with Tara Reed, who's got, like, supple, adorable, fat little cheeks. She looks so good. But Heidi in Closet sounds like Loretta Devine.
Wow. That's
just
a good discovery.
Like Loretta Devine, and we were dying.
Ugh. That's amazing. That I can't believe Loretta Devine's in on Urban Legends.
Yeah,
that's all I took away.
She plays a bumbling cop.
Okay. Miss Loretta Devine. Yeah,
I love Loretta Devine.
Urban Legends is also insane. Rebecca Gayheart yes. in the house.
Rebecca Gayheart. Come on now.
Come on, Gayheart. Let's get fagging. I'm losing it.
No. Okay, so should we get into the mini?
Okay.
Well, it wasn't really a mini challenge.
Well, we can talk about how... Okay, sorry. So Nikki's like, I'm going to be silly, I swear. They're
yes.
coming.
Oh, Nikki. Here's Nikki's downfall. You can't plan to be silly.
Yeah.
Like when I skip across the street or do something stupid, it's because it happens in the moment. And I go, I'm going to skip across this busy street because it's going to make me laugh.
Yes.
You can't go into a challenge being like, I'm going to be loose and silly. It's like when you're doing the lines, like just let a line happen. Let a line fall out.
Right. Well, it's like, it's another improv note, but it's like your gut's funnier than your brain.
Yes, bitch. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, like your gut's funnier. So like even if you don't know what you're saying, spit it out, because that energy and that excitement is going to be more fun than thinking about the perfect thing to say.
Mm-hmm. She said it.
We said it, and we live our lives that way.
Yes.
The only other thing I need to say is that is Aiden... Okay, here's a nice conspiracy theory. Is Aiden... Randy Barbato's child? Is Aiden one of the producer's children?
Who's Randy Barbato's?
He's one of the producers of he's like one of the main producers of the show. Fenton Bailey, Randy Barbato. What if Aiden Zane is a child of a producer?
Then I mean, good on Aiden Zane for getting on.
I have to say, I'll calm down, but she kind of feels like when the soccer coach favors their own child on the team, and you're just like, they're doing great, and you're like, what are you talking about? I can't do this anymore. I can't. Okay, back in the workroom. Widow makes me laugh. She's great. They're asking
Widow so much.
Oh, she's great. I think she should have won
the whole challenge.
I kind of thought, yes, I did think she should have won.
Agree. I thought she was funnier than She Who Must Not Be Named.
Yes.
So wait, before we get to the challenge,
we have so much.
Are given little pill bottles with glittery pills inside because they're doing Gay's Anatomy.
Yes.
And Nikki and Gigi are in charge of deciding who gets what part.
Yes.
And we have a should have been Black China moment with Widow Von Zoo.
Oh my God. And even Rue even says it, which makes me laugh so much.
Should have been Black China.
I should have been Black China. Jada also is asking who's trade, and they're like going back and forth between who's more trade, Jada or Jan. Look, there's plenty of trade to go around.
I think there's a lot of trade this season. I think everyone looks very cute out of drag. I'm here for it.
I'll fuck them.
Season.
Yeah. So now they get to pick who gets what. Gigi picks this character named Tizzy. Nikki picks the baby for herself.
Yeah.
Do we think Gigi was being... I don't, but just for the sake of the conversation, do we think Gigi was being shady in helping her pick that role?
I don't think Gigi was being shady. I think Gigi was actually trying to help her friend by saying, it's a very small part. That means you don't have much to think about. You don't have much to do. That means you in five lines, if you can't make five lines pop, then like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. It's a motherfucker. And I guess to be fair, I guess we've all been there where you're like, how much should I go? But yeah, I'd like when Rue walks in the room and reminds everyone, this is RuPaul's Drag Race, go so big.
Like, I had a casting director in New York City. It was my very first television audition. I had no idea that acting for stage was different than acting for TV.
Yes.
And I made a tape, and my manager at the time was like, Nicole, this is so big and broad. I don't know if I should send this in, but they want it, so we're going to send it. And I was like, well, now that doesn't make me feel good. And then the casting director called me in, and I did the same thing for her in person. And she goes, do people tell you that you are too big and you go too broad? And I said, yes, all the time. yes. And she was like, do that for the rest of your life. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, it's hard to get people to get to a 10, but if you start at a 10, I can knock you down to like a 5. And we can play with levels and we can figure it out. She was like, never stop being... like this big personality. Don't ever. She's like, that's going to be your bread and butter. And guess what? She was right.
I
have had so many auditions where I come in with what I think is up. And then people go, oh, okay. We know you can do that now. So let's just shave it down. And a lot of people can't get to where I get. So like start at a 10 on RuPaul's Drag Race, you know?
Yes,
like,
they and can then, always pull you back.
Whoever, like Carson was directing this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Carson could just be like less. And that's,
That's it. Just pick your moments. Pick moments to don't
pick
be.
And choose.
Yes. Unless you're Mimi, I'm First, who's unpullbackable.
Oh, boy. Remember? Honestly, that's funny. She She starts at a 20 and then goes, I don't know any more numbers.
Okay, I'm going to give you an acting challenge right now. I want you to play Nurse Big Bottom.
Okay. Ooh, oh, it's hard for me to get in the door because my bottom's so big. Ooh, ooh, I'm trying to take your temperature. I'm going to throw the thermometer.
Oh, no. My butt got too big and I can't do the nursing no more.
Yeah, start there. And then someone goes, oh, no, my friend.
No. Pull it back.
No. Pull it back.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay, Widow doesn't get her role.
No, and Nicole, she is so salty about it.
Yeah, she's really beat up about it. Do you know what role you would pick for yourself of these
roles? Honestly, out of these roles, I probably would have picked, I like the role that Widow got, but also I liked Heidi in Closet and Crystal Method's part. I thought that was really funny to be impaled by a fork.
So funny.
But I agree they could have gone bigger because, like, I would have peppered all my lines with, like, ouches because I've been impaled by a fork.
Yes. And I think there's some more puns you can just squeeze in there. They'll be so impressed if you think of any puns.
Yes. Also, I like Jada's part, and I think I understood all the jokes. So, like, yes, it might have been hard to say, but, like, I could have delivered those jokes. Or, I mean, you know, I don't know. I think I could have.
Yeah, you could have. I think Jada's part should have been more B. Arthur-ish. Like, that's what it was missing. And, like, it was good. It was definitely, like, fine. But, yeah, it was missing that sort of authority
in comedy.
It was also
missing a twinkle.
It was
missing the, like, I can't remember, the anal, what was it? Anaphylactic shock. Uh-huh. It was like, it's anaphylactic shock. Like,
right.
Like, you like really chew the words and like.
Yeah. Give when it you to say me. Homo, maybe like homo toma, like really go for it.
Homo toma.
And then the other one had dick in it. I don't know what it was, but it was dick-patized or whatever it's called. Hit those puns. I get it, though. It was a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be curious to see what she does next week on Snatch Game.
Girl, I am so...
Girl.
Does Snatch Game always come up this quickly?
It depends. Usually, it really depends. Sometimes it's early, sometimes it's late. It's never super late. They always have at least
like right
eight
in the middle.
Or more people, but I guess now it's going to be 10 people or something like that.
Yeah, this is a pretty big Snatch Game, I feel
pretty
like.
Pretty big.
I'm super jazzed. I hope Widow Von Du does me. I'm kidding. I know she won't.
I would love that. But why is Miss Vanjie coming to help them with Snatch Game? Did you see that? Vanjie.
Who was Vanjie in Snatch Game?
Vanjie played Catch Me Outside, How About That?
Oh, yeah.
And it was... Not
I love
great.
Vanjie, but pretty forgettable.
I mean, look, I'm happy to have Vanjie on camera. I just don't know if she's going to help the girls put their Snatch Games together.
She might be a better coach than, you know, some people teach better than they are doing. Nope, that's not it.
So, those who cannot do teach.
My God, I would have never got there.
But that's a funny saying too, though, because it's like, what do you mean? So you're gonna tell me I can be a 5-star chef teacher because I don't know how to fucking cook? No.
No. You know how to follow directions.
Okay, maybe. I'll do it. Look, I'll play the game, but I feel like that's just someone one person said when they wanted to collect a check as a teacher like 100 years ago.
I do.
So they're working on the script. Heidi's making me laugh in the room so much.
She's so funny. She is so charismatic. She's like the, like if Vanjie was like a 10 on the aggression scale, but funny scale. She's, like, so unaggressively funny. Like, she's the polar opposite of funny. It's so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, it's so bad it's good again. Like, even when she's, like, ooh, y'all better keep that pun in there. And it's, like, okay, like, that's so goddamn goofy it's funny again.
I love her so fucking much.
Aiden says, I don't know, Mae West, like you guys know. You're from big cities, and big cities have libraries, and my city doesn't have libraries. So I don't know what Mae West is. Big cities have internet, and I don't have the internet. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
I'm an Aiden Zane apologist.
You are.
Because here's why I think she said that. She said, I know Mae West, but I don't know her like you know her. In case she did something wrong, she was like, well, I already said I didn't know her the way you guys knew her.
I hate it. I don't want excuses. I'm sick of this shit. Wait, why? But don't you? I'm sick of this shit. I mean, also, it's like, it doesn't even have to be Mae West. You can play any sort of floozy-ish woman. I also thought her Mae West was an Alaska knockoff. So take that.
Her Mae West was trying a little too. I just want Aiden Zane to gather some more wigs, take a chill pill, and like really just take a breath before she does anything. Cause like, I don't think she did a bad job in this challenge. I just want her to loosen the fuck up and enjoy the ride.
Yes. Like, just be like, yes, she's no fun.
Like, how Jinx is like, water off a duck's back, water off a duck's back. That's her right. Like, you know, repelling negative thoughts and shit. Like, I need Aiden to get on board with that shit. Like,
yes.
Do some kumbaya. Like, loosen up, girl.
Also, her attitude sucks.
I need her to paint her face differently.
Yeah, like, I need something new.
I want it rock, a little different from rock. Rock did it for me. I need Aiden to do something different.
Yes, and if you don't have wigs, you don't need money, girl. You need, just put something, make a paper mache wig, put something weird on your head, make a ball cap look like Heidi did, like, do something, because I am, and you're not having fun on my favorite TV show, which is also, what a crime, what a fucking crime.
Yeah, like, if you're not having fun on RuPaul's Drag Race, I don't know if you know what fun is.
No, you don't know what fun is. You wouldn't know it if it fucking slammed you in the face.
Slammed you right in the pussy.
Slammed you right in the... That's another great character. Dr. Pussy Slap. Come on. Nicole,
is why I don't have the video on. I've just been stretching.
I see you via Zoom now. Oh, I love that. I love the stretching. That's great.
I've just been doing that, and I was like, Mana doesn't need to see this.
That would be my dream. I've been doing that, too. I've been stretching on the floor like a lunatic, like a little baby and a bug.
We're all going to leave here being able to do splits and twirls on the dick.
Yes, I've got to work on that. I got to really work on limbering up my puss. Okay, Rue is hilarious. Rue says, is there a doctor in the house? Heidi says all the time. I don't know why that made me laugh.
Because Heidi is so funny.
Rue brings up El DeBarge again. God damn it. They will not stop with this.
She brought it up in the workroom, right?
Yes.
And then brought it up again on the main stage.
Yes. And Normani's like, I don't know who the fuck that
is. She's like, never heard of El DeBarge one day in my life. I'm Normani. I am 19 years old. Okay.
Truly. Jackie shares, they're starting to open up about maybe like, well, okay, let's see. Okay, here's what I'll say to Widow or anyone who's like, I wanted this role. I don't want it to be similar. Like, she, first of all, killed it. So
she was great.
She was amazing. And she did a great job of picking her moments. Like, there was levels all over the place. There was choices. It was super specific, which was the advice I was going to give her. But she did it on her own. She did it.
Yeah, she was great.
Yes. Rue asked, why does Aiden think she got cast as a ghost? And Aiden's like, oh, I don't know. I don't care. I don't even want to be here.
maybe we're going to get a wake up Pearl moment from Aiden.
Maybe. Rue says, okay, she's like, I'm out of my element here, unlike everyone else. And I love how Rue was like, everyone is out of their element here. Do you think we all live in reality TV shows?
Yeah, it's like, you think everyone's real life is going to a set every day and then going to a hotel and going to set every day and then going to a hotel and not having a phone?
No. No! That is not it.
Like, imagine RuPaul's Drag Race shot during Corona, and they were like, let's just finish it, we're here. And then they left, and they were like, wait, what's Corona? Like, that could happen because I don't think they're allowed to like look at the news, or maybe they are.
That would be interesting. Like, would that be a bubble? Like, would that constitute as a bubble? I think technically not because of production.
No, because production gets to go home. But I was thinking the other day, I was like, what if productions took over like a hotel and we like that was your bubble? You were not allowed to leave. I mean,
it might happen.
We could save Hollywood.
Yeah, we could save the Hollywood. It might goddamn happen. You never know.
Yeah, you truly never know.
Let's do it. Let's buy a La Quinta, Nicole.
Let's buy a La Quinta in.
We bought a La Quinta.
I love that that was the hotel chain that you went for, the La Quinta Inn.
I feel like we could swing it. We could buy one. So, okay. Ru calls out Widow for wanting to be more serious. I think Widow came to her senses. She came to her senses.
Yes. She calmed down. She did a good job.
Well, I think we'll take a break now. Nicole, will you please properly initiate our break?
What do I say? We gotta take a break?
I like that, but I like it when you do it like when you send the break off to the Interior Illusions Lounge.
Oh, okay.
Can I say one more thing? It's me, yes. The break. It's me, the break.
Yes.
I just want to say... this has been really magical. And when I was young, my family called me Pineapple Sisters.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Break.
Pineapple Sisters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Break. You can now take a minute in the Interior Illusions Lounge while the judges, Mono and Nicole, deliberate.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dragher. go. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break? Which is my favorite way that RuPaul says, bring back my girls, and it's in season 7.
That is true. That is true. It's one of the funniest things in the world.
Bring back my girls?
Yeah. It's so big and goofy, and she looks amazing when she does it, too.
Truly.
Look, someone had to make us laugh during that season since it wasn't the cast.
Okay.
I have so many controversial opinions. I really think... I don't know. I don't know why. Something about that season. I mean, it just did not.
You're not the only one. I fucking love it, though.
I love it, too. It's fine, but it's just not going to ever be my favorite. It's like, and what I think this season better change, because right now, a lot of the choices are giving me All-Stars 3. And I mean, even the early weeks of All-Stars 3, where you're like, what's happening? Like, I don't feel like that person won. I don't feel like this person's in the bottom. I'm so confused. So I'm getting a little confused. I hope it will get right back on the right trajectory, or else I'm going to lose my mind.
I agree.
Okay, so we're now in the acting challenge. Even before we get to see it, you know, we get to see them rehearse. Let's see. Jade is getting in trouble for reading her lines a little bit. They're kind of coming out of her head brain. Gigi is doing it.
I don't think she's having fun with it, but she's doing it. She did a good job.
Mm-hmm. She's doing a Anna Faris style performance, which is good, but you could dare say it's not the most unique performance.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, casting Jackie as Meredith 1 and then Jan as Meredith 2, I was like, this is dumb. That's not the joke.
Right.
Like, you should have had a queen who looked very different. I don't know. I was like, this casting is weird.
I hear that. I do hear that. Like, and I think they kind of bring that up a little bit of like, oh, if the casting was different, it could have been funny. And this could have been a great opportunity for Nikki to be the brand new one. And then to be like, holy shit, you even sound different. And then hit me with some French.
That would have been smart. But I think that Nikki was like, yes, I will be the French bébé.
I will honor my heritage and be the baby.
And She Who Must Not Be Named was funny. But honestly, I thought Widow was funnier.
I did too. I really did too. I thought Widow was funnier and gave me something more original. I would say the stranger who has never received a name. I felt like I've seen that performance before. Like, it wasn't that. I think she definitely delivered. Look, I mean, I don't want to talk too much about her, but she delivered. A couple of her lines made me laugh. But I don't think she was the best.
Me either. Also, this might be the longest acting challenge in the history of acting challenges. When you think, when you think it's done, it's not done at all.
No, it's not done. It was a full episode. It felt like a full 45-minute episode
of
Grey's Anatomy.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you how long it was.
Okay,
it starts at 36 minutes into the episode.
And then it goes,
oh my God. it's 10, it's almost 10 minutes.
Wow, 10 minutes.
Yeah, it starts at 36 and goes to 40, 45.
I thought it was pretty excellent overall. Like, honestly, I do think the girls' performances were great. Like,
it was very hard to pick a weak link out of the performances in the challenge, which is why I think that the runway should have had more weight.
I agree. And that's why I did appreciate that when they went out of their way to be like, look, everyone was great. We're nitpicking. Mm-hmm. But still, I think they got it wrong. So, because when they're rehearsing, Aiden and Britta, I think Aiden's a fantastic performer in life. I just was not impressed by this performance.
I didn't mind it. I thought she had fun once she was an actual ghost.
Okay. And for me, for some reason, it just kind of felt like a kindergartner performing like on Broadway or like.
Okay, I also didn't appreciate that her wig that wasn't her signature okay. wig. Okay. It didn't fit. I was like, did you not like get your hair down? What is happening?
I wonder if we're going to find out that the wig that's on her head is some sort of an alien host, which must be on her head at all times, or else it will kill her. That could be a really unique backstory. I've never heard that on RuPaul's Drag Race, you know?
I've also never heard that. I don't know. I thought she showed more levels than Britta. I think she did better than Britta.
It did seem like Britta couldn't take a note, really, or from the footage we saw, sure she wasn't. Couldn't. And she was giving a lot. Like, this was an example of just giving a lot in every different way, as opposed to maybe a specific choice.
Because, like, when she is, like, screaming, like, she's trying to save her, and then she kills her, and then she kisses her, it's all the same. Like, there was no distinction of, like, emotion.
And it reminded me of Naomi Smalls' Carrie performance in All Stars 4, where she's just making the biggest...
Oh, yes, Carrie Bradshaw, yeah.
Right, or I think they called her, like, literally SJP so they wouldn't get sued, but, like, she just makes the biggest choice every time she talks Vogue. And it's like, it has no...
And she picked that, right?
She picked that, yeah.
Which is so insane. Why would anyone choose to be a Carrie? Carrie, I love Sex and the City, but you have to, like, Carrie Bradshaw is the most selfish, self-absorbed heroine that you love to hate. You root for her, but, like, she's a piece of shit.
Carrie's a plot device more than a character.
Yes.
Like, she just makes the episodes go, because why else would she fall in love and then rebuke men every single episode? If not for a plot.
Why would she cheat on Aiden with Big? Aiden was perfect.
Oh my God. Wait, which time? Wait, you mean in the movie in part two when she cheats? Oh my God.
In the series.
Oh my God.
When she cheats with Big while Big is married and she's with Aiden. And I was just like, Aiden is so good to you. Like,
I know.
Oh my God.
Well, here's a gag. Did you see part two? Because then she cheats with Aiden. She cheats on Mr. Big with Aiden in the second movie, which is dog shit.
No, she doesn't. Wait.
Yes, she does.
Kiss?
Yes, she cheats. Yeah. He kisses.
Somehow he's in Dubai.
You want to talk about xenophobia? That movie is problematic.
I saw it hammered in the movie theaters. Every other woman in that theater was drunk. And when Samantha goes, Lawrence of Arabia, more like Lawrence of my labia. I must have said this before, but I guffawed and I clapped. It made me laugh so hard. I was like, what a bad joke. I fucking love it.
Honestly, Lady Gaga's new album, Problematica, will have a hard time beating Sex and the City 2. There's just no way. There's no way it's going to happen. I love that movie. It's so bad. When
it's
the Arab
so
women
good.
Take off their hijabs.
Oh, my God.
My God.
I was like, it's not like, it's that's not it. It's not like they're covering up their expenses. I was like, it's a religious choice. What is happening? Anywho, let's do the runway.
Okay, wait. I have one more thing I need to yell about. Aiden, Aiden says boo when she enters. That annoyed me because she's never been spooky once. Nikki brings up covering her teeth and how that's amazing. I want to say many ESL queens have done amazing on the show, so I don't know if that's always that's not an excuse. Because it's just not an excuse. Because like queens like Jada Sophia, to name one, but there's a million.
Yes.
Use it. Yes. Alexis Mateo.
Sophia is a perfect example of someone who English is their second language, who uses their first language.
Yes.
Like that challenge, I think it was a stand-up challenge in her season where she played a little person with like a mustache. And nobody knew what she was saying.
Yeah, no, but she was confident.
It was so funny. I was like, what are we watching? And
truly.
I maintain if she had done that fully in English, it would have been just as funny.
Yes. No, because she does a story about a little person taking a big dick and shitting on it. And I Rita mean, Rudner says, I don't know what you're doing, but you win.
She, honestly, Yara Sophia, bring her back.
I want to get, bring her back again. She deserves another All-Stars. She got shafted. Sherry loves her mom. She says her mom's in show business. Apparently, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, but her mom actually owns Allison Mosse's School for Gifted Children in the Arts.
Man, Sherry Pie, what a fucking, like, who catfishes people they know?
I don't know. You think she catfished one of the girls on the cast? Because that would be a gag-a-root.
That would be a gag-a-root. But what a weird woman. She's not a woman. What a weird man.
She's not. She's not. She's nothing. Jackie's mom. Jackie's mom is giving her a hard time about being who she is. I thought this was...
Her family doesn't know she does drag. Well, bitch, they know now.
Now they do know. They sure do know. And I love the advice Jada gives where she's like, it's look, you are going to teach them what success is mm-hmm. when they see you in this venue.
And then she's like, now let's fucking paint. Shut the fuck up.
Yes. And Widow, her story was incredibly touching and crazy.
That was so sad.
So sad.
Anytime they showed Britta listening, it looked like a labor for her. She would like stop what she was doing and she would like turn all the way around. And I was like, you don't care about nobody's feelings.
But I agree that Jada's heel and paint should be on a t-shirt because that's so funny.
Yes. But yeah, poor Widow, she lost her mom in a car accident when she was 16, I think.
Yeah, it's wild. She had a fight with her before, which is really crushing.
And I identify with that. I had a fight with my mother before she died.
Really?
She wanted me to take the PSATs. And I said, you don't need to take SATs for acting. And guess who won? Me, you dead bitch!
Honestly, I'm with you. If you ever want to go to her grave and yell at it, I am here for you. Because I support you, not her, okay?
Yeah, and don't support my dead mom.
Oh my God.
I should make t-shirts that say, don't support my dead mom.
Oh my God.
I hope Widow gets to a point where she can laugh about it.
Yeah, I think it's important and I support nothing more than you making
horrific jokes.
As horrific jokes, but you're celebrating. Honestly, you're celebrating it by letting it be a part of your life and not a detriment to your life.
Absolutely.
I live for that.
My mom would be so upset if I was just crying about her every day. That wasn't her jam.
No.
She would make jokes about shit all the time. But, you know, I do get a good cry in or two in therapy.
You got to. That's the space for it, okay?
Yes, you got to. Mr. Mugatu. What is that? What's Mugatu?
That's from Zoolander, which I live for. You want to talk about going big? That is a movie of a lot of big choices.
It makes me laugh so hard.
Great. The runway.
So Rue is wearing stunning draped sequined or like sparkly green Zaldi gown.
It amazing. Is
just amazing. Ugh, I love it.
It is so good. It is green.
Her hair is iconic, Rue.
Yes. I'm glad we didn't bother too much with sort of like a Michelle Visage quote of being like, what are you wearing green for? I'm glad that we're past that.
I mean, I feel like they mentioned that she didn't like green like one time and then like the queens ran with it. I will say, if you don't follow me on Instagram, me and my roommate, John Melhazer, my roommate, did a video with his boyfriend where we did a lip sync and we had his boyfriend play RuPaul reluctantly. He did not want to do it. And I put him in a green dress and a blonde wig. And this week, Rue is wearing a green dress and a blonde wig.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. And I love that video. So, holy shit.
We put so much work into it.
It is so good. It is excellent. Your split and fall.
Girl, I fell right over. I didn't realize that I couldn't balance in a split. So I was like, I guess I have to work on that.
And was that ultimately what did you in? Is that what did in the lips? That's what made you sachet?
Here's the real tea.
Put it on! Bubble!
We shot two endings where both of us each won. and both of us each lost. And then we were going to let America decide. And then it was overwhelming that I won. So then we were like, let's give them the shows and making people upset. Let's make people upset.
I love that. Well, you'll be glad to know me and Betsy filmed one.
I'm so excited to see it. They haven't showed me any of it yet.
Good, good. And we also provided alternate endings.
I love it. I wonder who we can pass it off to next.
I know. Yeah. Who, what pairing can do a lip sync for their life in home? It's very easy to produce, honestly.
Oh, it's super, super easy to produce. You just have to have a couple wigs.
You just film each other. You film vertical.
Yeah. It's fun.
Honestly, maybe Madeline Walter and Ben Green.
Oh my God. Maybe they should do that. That would be so amazing.
So funny.
Oh, that would be, I'm going to ask them.
Okay, great.
But yeah, stay home, do dumb shit, flatten the curve. Don't listen to our president. He's being insane.
Yes.
So this runway, okay.
Woo, Planet of the Capes.
Planet of the Capes. So Jada. This bodysuit is everything.
It's stunning.
This cape, I love the proportions.
It looks like the
back of the cape looks like a bow, and I think it's beautiful.
It's
and then
awesome.
I love that she called her hair Jimmy Neutron.
Oh my God. Yeah, someone else calls it Mars Attacks later, and that's so on the money. But yeah, the fact that she calls herself Jimmy Neutron.
It made me laugh.
So funny. You're right. The shoulders are fucking cool. The cape, the bodysuit, it's just all together. It's just, she just knows, she's just drag. She is drag.
She's stunning.
She will never, if she ever looks less than stunned Tina on the runway, I'll be shocked.
Same.
Yeah. She's amazing. Her taste level.
It's exquisite.
Unbelievable. I have nothing to say. She just gagged me. Great. Next Miranda. We have Britta. I thought this was pretty okay. I thought this was pretty good. Tell me why.
Okay, from the crotch up, I love it. Her face is sickening. The hair is sickening. The bodysuit is sickening. She is cinched in. I love the light ribbons. Mm-hmm. I think it all looks so good. I just don't understand the skirt.
Right. I see what you're saying.
All of those little breaks in her outfits are a problem for me. I don't understand them. They're not necessary.
Got it. Yeah, I get that. Because it's like Little Red Riding Hood kind of look to me.
Yes. I would have rathered no skirt. We're wearing Little Red Riding Hood boots. So it's like Little Red Riding Hood meets Dominatrix and then a thick hooded cape.
Yeah, a fierce hooded cape. Yeah.
With like a little basket. Like sexy Little Red Riding Hood. I don't know what this fucking skirt is. I don't know what this piece of gauze she taped to her is.
You're right, because it's like, where is she going? Is she going to Dominatrix with no knee and leg mobility? You can't move around in that.
No. Oh, wait, there is a little hood on her.
There is a hood.
Tissue paper.
There is a hood.
I just don't understand. It's a cape challenge. So why, and I'm not the only person who said that. I think Michelle said that she didn't understand why. It was a piece of gauze taped to her.
I get how you can get in your head when you're putting together these looks. You're like, I'm going to add this, and I'm going to add that, and then this will make it different, and this will make it different. And then you kind of just make something too crazy. I would love something more Red Riding Hood. I'm not asking for too much, but what if there was blood smeared all over her? A pack of wolves appeared on the back of the stage.
You're not asking for too much. Yeah, no, why not?
She shoots them dead with a crossbow and arrow.
No.
She then takes those tarps and makes a cape out of it.
Yes, Kim. Is that too much? That's not too much. That is reasonable.
I also just want to give a shout out to Monique Hart. Remember, she did kind of a Red Riding Hood look with like booty, like tiny jean shorts?
Yes. I do remember that.
Do you think that is more successful than this one?
Yes. Although I'd have to see it again.
Yeah. She had like little like monster boots kind of. We'll revisit it. It was when they did boots.
Boots.
Then we have Miss Jackie Cox.
I love this.
I do too. I mean, as you know, this is what I want. This is what I want.
This is exactly what you've been begging for. She heard your concerns.
Yes. She's giving me everything I need. She's giving me Ramallah Rager. Stunning. Yeah, it's stunning.
The headpiece is so pretty.
Ooh,
the bodice is so pretty.
Yes.
It's gorgeous. I like the little hammer pants.
Yes. Oh,
also, somebody corrected me on something I said last week. Correct me all you want.
Please correct me.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I never said I knew any. So I said Jan Sports, Jan's outfit was Adidas inspired. And apparently it's like an actual designer.
Oh.
I don't, leave me alone. That is my thought.
If you guys left a compliment every time you left a criticism, it'd be easier to swallow. But I just think it's interesting. People are so eager to criticize. They're not as eager to just be like, that was good.
No, yeah, I don't ever go to somebody's page to correct them or criticize them. I think it should be illegal to leave a comment other than you're perfect and good and I love you.
I agree. Basically, pump up, gas up our egos and then hit it. Hit it, queen.
Yes.
No, I also am willing to be called out because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
No, we don't fucking know. We're the only RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. So, like, we don't have any other references.
No.
And you guys have nothing else to listen to.
No.
So,
if you guys did, that would be great. But for right now, we're the only one allowed
on
the whole internet.
That's it. Yeah.
That is it.
Shut it down after we were created, first and only.
Yeah.
So then we have Jan. Jan is parachuting down the runway. She's in goggles. She's in these cute boots. We got the Jan. She got a ponytail in. This is like quintessential Jan. I think she looks stunning.
I do too. I like
I am worried that all of her runways will be like tongue-in-cheeky things.
Right. Like, yeah, she's so beautiful. I don't know if I would have minded if she presented it more in a more haute couture fashion.
Yeah. I might change my mind next week because last week I did not like her ball eleganza look. And I looked at it again today and I really like it.
Yeah. I think the restraint on the color palette in this is impressive, but it's also, do I want more? Or do I not want more?
I think you don't. Okay, so now I have it paused on her.
Yes.
I don't think, honestly, this is perfect. I take back any criticism I have. I really like it.
It's good. It's rather restrained, and I guess that's brave, honestly.
What are you eating?
Sorry. I'm eating a peach ring.
Yes, girl. Get your sugar levels up.
My sugars are low, you know, because of the itis. This is pretty amazing. I mean, the little details of silver are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Her hair is stunning and looks like it's springing from her scalp. And the makeup is a nice punchy color.
I like it. So, Gigi,
I love Jan. And we'll talk about Untucked later. She's perfect in Untucked.
Oh, she's so good. Ringing the shade button.
Gigi,
good.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
I at first was like, I don't know, but is she wearing culottes?
I love it. Well, it was because I love the movie Troop Beverly Hills. And I remember watching Troop Beverly Hills and being like, oh, God, that's drag. So having said that, it's a pretty literal pull from the movie. So that could be a con or a pro. But you're trying to wonder if they're culottes or it's a skirt completely.
Yeah.
I think they're culottes.
I love a queen of culottes. I love culottes.
I do too.
I think this is stunning. I think her makeup looks really good. I think she looks really polished.
It's awesome. The silk,
I really like
lining.
It.
I mean, that looks like fucking silk to me. I mean, it looks.
It's so good. I like the gloves. I think this is. She's such a polished queen. It's
so
almost
polished.
Unfair.
I wonder if like a touch of more green sparkle could have been gaggy. Like, I don't know if I would have minded a green, some sort of green jewelry or something. But I don't know. She looks amazing. She'll be in the top three or four, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. I love, I mean, the geometry and the hair. I mean, she just knows what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah, I think it's rather stunning.
Okay, and then my screen cuts out.
Okay.
I just want to talk about it really quickly.
Yeah. I think we can talk about it because I think we have different opinions. So let's talk about it.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty genius because Elvis is iconic for, you know, his cape. Mm-hmm. Or at least to me, he is. I don't know if he actually is. He ain't nothing but a hound dog. I thought it was pretty. I thought it was great. I thought it was good drag. I thought it was campy. It sucks that it was on her.
I see. And here's I have a different opinion. I don't give a shit. Like, here's what I mean by that. I've seen Elvis looks on the runway before. Season 7. Gigi. I'm sorry. Oh my god. My brain. Ginger does sort of an Elvis-y inspired look. And during Leather and Lace, I feel like I've seen this sort of Elvis-ish thing. I don't care. And now, okay, granted, it could be that I hate her guts so much that I won't allow myself to like it, but I don't like the colors. I think the eagle looks like stupid. I think I just don't care about doing an Elvis Presley illusion.
Okay,
like,
fair.
And that's just my opinion. And I think she looks terrible in it.
I didn't like her makeup, but like that's how she paints. I don't really like her paint.
Right.
And like that's not me being like, I hate you because you are a predator. I just genuinely like, I think in the Meet the Queens, I was like, yuck.
Yes.
And I maintain my yuck factor.
Right. And I maintain my yuck factor. And I also felt like she wasn't even walking. Like the mermaid cut of the skirt wasn't letting her walk, which I don't know. I think I was just already going to not like it. So, but I do genuinely think that type of illusion, an Elvis thing, not for me. Not
fair.
For me. Okay.
Heidi in closet. I did not hate this as much as everybody else.
No,
I love her.
I love her so much. I do agree that it's not as conceptually cohesive.
Uh-huh.
Like, because it's just a stunning bodysuit, a good corset, and a rainbow cape, ultimately. But I think she looks great in it. And why does drag always have to be more than that?
Yeah, why does it have to make sense? She looks sickening.
Right. I think in this particular case, they are dinging her for genuinely just having something less conceptual or genuinely less expensive than all the other queens have.
Maybe. She did post on her Instagram a colorful bodysuit with the cape, and it does look better. So I guess I get it. But I love her so much that I'm like, honestly, you could walk down the runway in a lampshade and I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I see how, I do too. I love her so much. I mean, I want her to go far. I'll be pissed if they get rid of her anytime soon. Mm-hmm. She's one of the best talking head queens in the game.
She's so cute.
In almost any season, she's pure of heart. She's cute and cool. I do get that just at the end of the day, they were like, oh, okay, look, there's not as much of a concept. It does look a little bit more like a great number for a kick and twirl at the club.
Yes, I agree.
You can disagree, honestly. Let's feel free to. But yeah, I love her, but I get how like other, you know, compared to some other ones. But also she should not have been in the bottom two. That was fucking bullshit.
I agree. Hold on.
Think about it. Think about it.
Well, I need to see them all lined up again.
Okay. Here we go.
Crystal Method.
Love the cape.
Love this look.
It's
this
stunning.
This is a cape. It is heavy. It is big. It is undeniably a cape. I love this jumpsuit. I think it's stunning. It is two colors I wouldn't have thought to put together. Because it's not like gold, unless my television is showing it differently.
No, it's like...
But it's like...
It's like a light...
pale gold. I love it.
It's like almost like a tweedy yellow, kind of. It's amazing. I love it. The cape is stunning. The undercolor is sickening. Her makeup, she looks like a new queen to me. It's like, she looks different. I love it. Yeah. She still is rocking a lot of colors, which is kind of her signature. So it'll be interesting to see if I don't need her to stop, but it'll be interesting to see if she can deliver something with less Nickelodeon colors. But I don't know. I kind of love it.
I love her. I think she's perfect and wonderful. And I didn't mind her clown makeup, but I do like the lighter paint. I think it's good. I really like this look. I love the flowers on her head. I think I love it.
I'm excited to see what she does next because she's so like honest and real and cool and pure.
I do wish she was, I'm sorry, I do wish she was wearing a purple shoe.
Yeah, they get mad at her shoes for some reason. The booties she wears.
They hate their shoes.
Yeah, maybe wearing more of a pump could elevate it than sort of the booty she was wearing.
Yeah, I think a pump would have been cute.
What do you think?
I don't mind the booty. I just wish the booty was purple. I wish it was just a purple shoe.
Right. Work.
Just to like kind of go with like the cape has the purple underneath, and then it's like underneath the pantsuit is a purple shoe. You know, little things here and there.
Little things. Pretty stunning. Love the crown of flowers on her head. I love the mismatching necklaces. She's cute. I want to see her bust out because she's been nothing but delightful.
Same.
Yeah.
And she's got that Elle DeBarge hair.
That Elle DeBarge hair. And everyone remembers Elle DeBarge. I mean, wow. What a cultural moment. I think everyone remembers where they first listened to Elle DeBarge, which is why Rue keeps saying Elle DeBarge.
And then we have Aiden Zane.
Yeah. Wow, I'm much like her on the couch right now, asleep. I'm so fucking bored. If you're gonna do Silence of the Lambs, go further. Like, you had an idea when we were watching it live, right? Or John had an idea about, like, wearing a Clarice wig.
Oh, yeah, John was like, wear a Clarice wig, like a blonde bobby.
Something.
I want like, make a cape out of human skin.
Bitch, I mean, look, this is drag. Make a cape of human skin. Be like Buffalo Bill, because this just is not enough for me. I think the bug on her mouth looks neat.
I like the bug on the mouth. I like the hat. Although, I will say, the cape feels more conquistador than Silence of the Lambs, but also I'm not super familiar with Silence of the Lambs, apparently. What's his name? Buffalo Jill has a cape in their room or whatever. I don't know. And it looks like that. But yeah, this to me is more Spanish conquistador. And
yes.
I would have rather seen more Spanish conquistador. Also, like, maybe a belt.
Do you mean matador? Do you mean?
Oh, no. What's a conquistador?
Maybe you mean conquistador, but conquistador were, like, those, like, old, like, people who would, like, show up and be like, we're taking over.
Nope. I mean matador. I mean a person who fights a bull.
Yes.
Okay. I think I said it maybe 10 minutes ago, but I'm fully stupid.
No, I just wanted to say it because I knew we were going to get a fucking comment, like not a comment, like 28 comments on it later.
Be like, God, Nicole meant matador. I did mean matador.
But maybe conquistadors wear capes too. We don't know.
No, I meant matador. I'm a fucking idiot.
You're a sexy, beautiful fucking dummy.
Thank you.
I can't wait for this quarantine to be over so we can fuck.
I would love to. I don't hate this look is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I do because I'm a monster. I'm a monster. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I think it's actually pretty good.
Okay, yeah. And I tried to drown myself in the toilet after I saw this. So I think it's pretty bad.
And then we have Widow Von Due coming out like a fucking watermelon. This look is everything. She snatches. We got a reveal. We got some pasties on her titties.
Yes, we got titties.
We got this green fucking wig that's up in a braid. These thigh high fucking boots that are the same material as the little bikini set.
Yes.
This is everything to me.
She blended her hairline. This is amazing. I think she should have won.
I agree.
Yeah. Ugh. Unlike Dita Ritz, she will eat watermelon or chicken in public because she doesn't care what people say. I think this is unbelievable. She blended her wig, her hairline in. It's an interesting silhouette. She's all about giving new silhouettes. She is doing that. This is asking too much. But what if her pasties were like bejeweled watermelon seeds?
I love that they're glamorous little pasties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little eyeballs on her nips.
Eyeballs on the titties. Well, the titties are the window to the pussy.
They really are. I want this outfit for myself. I love it so much.
Wait, I have a would you rather for you.
Okay.
Would you rather only ever be able... Only be allowed to have your titties sucked, or only be allowed to have your pussy fingered?
Oh, wow. I think I would rather only be fingered.
But that would be frustrating.
Yeah, but I do like having my titties sucked. Apparently, like, I like a lot of things that a lot of other women don't like, but, you know, whatever.
I mean, whatever. Everyone likes something different. And everyone likes different stuff, and that's awesome.
That's fine. I'm fine. I love that widow titty shakes, too, before leaving the stage. I love this.
Me, too. She should have won.
Okay, Nikki Doll.
Stunning. I love this, personally.
I love it, too. I will say the cape is an afterthought.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Did you like the big sort of cloak she even was carrying with her?
Yeah, I think she should have kept it on.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if she pinned it to her back somehow, and then we would have had the best of both worlds. I don't know. I think she was like, I don't want to
not show my butt. My butt looks stunning. I think that was maybe just the wrong choice for a cape challenge.
Right. I agree. I mean, I expected her to be safe because I think she looks unbelievable. But, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. I'm shocked she's in the bottom two for this because I gasped. She looks unbelievable, but I guess cumulatively they were just... And I think one thing that's fair to say about her is, like, there was a little lack of fight. The fight, she needs to fight a little harder, and she was a little defeated.
Because Nikki lip sync. No, she won last week. She lip synced the week before.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe she's, like, a little defeated.
She's a little defeated. She's in her head about what's goofy and what's funny. They show us the Gay's Anatomy. I love that it's at Lady Bunny Memorial Hospital. very funny. I think we kind of said most of what we already had about these critiques. I think Jan is hilarious. I want to say Jan did an impressive thing where she made the multiple yells funnier and funnier and funnier. And that's incredibly hard to do. Like, to find something new to heighten or build upon when it's just a yell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jan is a force, and I think Jan will get hers soon. I think the judges will start to recognize how amazing Jan is once there's less people.
Yes. I mean, she's in the super safe, we're impressed, but we'll talk to you later group with Jackie and, I guess, Crystal, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a funny thing on Drag Race where it's literally like, just go to your room. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Like, that's a wild feeling.
You're safe until you're not, or you're safe until you break from the pack and get to the top.
Yeah. Wild. How impressed were you with the animal budget they had on this challenge? With the animal budget. Plushies. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, I loved plushies. I loved it.
And the octopus some PA, plushie.
Some PA had to go to Babies R Us and go get some little loveys.
Imagine how hard it was to find the fucking octopus. They were like, fuck, we need to get a fucking octopus.
Okay.
What about when Widow says, Mama say, Mama sama, Ma kusa? How funny that was
that? That made me laugh so hard. I really like Widow. Widow is, I'm so sad I predicted her to go home so early. Widow has fully exceeded all of my expectations.
Amazing. Why do they bring Dahlia back? What the fuck was that?
That was weird.
Weird. Do you think, and they had to have made her get in the same makeup and outfit again.
Yeah.
What?
But maybe Queen, maybe there'll be a challenge like in season 7 where a queen does return.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're foreshadowing it. Maybe it's like a little hinty, a little hint-a-roo.
Maybe you get, might be getting a hint-a-roo. Yeah, I'm with you. I love that they called McSteamy McFlurry. That was funny. Okay, now we can talk about the decisions the judges made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a stranger wins, and which is a real bummer that that person wins the second challenge so early in the fucking season.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
I think, I honestly, I thought that was the wrong choice. I thought Widow should have won. I thought Widow was funnier. I thought Widow did more with the character. I thought Widow's runway was more inspired.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Also, I'm a sucker for a big bitch in a bikini. Like, I thought she looked so fucking good.
She looked perfect. She did more. I just think she did more. I, like I said, I'm not impressed by Elvis drag. I feel like I've seen it. Great. And then the a couple of the gals are safe or in the top. Aiden is in the top. I think that was crazy. But whatever. Who cares?
I mean, I think my bottom would have been I don't know. I wouldn't have put Heidi in the bottom.
Heidi should not have been in the bottom.
Bad.
No.
But then I guess Britta, I wouldn't put Britta in the bottom, I guess, because I did, even though I hated half of her runway, it was sickening. The top half was sickening.
I just think it should have been some mixture of Aiden, Britta, or Nikki. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I guess I could see Nikki just based on her lack of drive. Like I wonder if she sealed her fate when she was like, I should go home, because as we know, that's a no-no.
Yeah, don't ever say yourself.
Never, honey.
I mean, you got Britta and Untucked being like, I wanted to say a queen that wasn't on stage.
Love it. Okay, now this was the first Untucked that mattered. Like
It was so a juicy-ass Untucked. But let's talk about this lip sync. So
yeah.
Heidi does a very good job. And Nikki, I thought, did a fine job. But we all know Nikki can dance, and then she didn't do anything.
I know, and it's a fucking Kim Petras.
Like, yeah, I was very confused what Nikki... I was like, so Nikki, you didn't want to throw out some tricks now? This is your second time in the bottom? You don't want to do something?
Don't make me say it, because I will. Come on, Nikki, let's go! I mean, come on, let's go!
Come on, Charlie!
I mean, yeah, she didn't want to go, and so she has to go home. Thankfully, Heidi did want to go.
Yes, Heidi turns it out. When she lost her wig, though, I was like, I audibly gasped because I was like, no, keep your wig on. Keep your wig on.
Yes.
But she put it right back on her head and she kept going.
Yeah, she kept going. She had a nice paced performance.
Yes, because we know Heidi can do all of the tricks, but she was a little reserved in using them and pulling them out. I thought this was a pretty decent lip sync.
Yeah, I had fun with it. I mean, I love the song so much. Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I think Heidi could have given more, but she gave like 90%, maybe 95 even.
I think Heidi was trying to give you the song and not all her tricks.
Yeah.
And like be funny.
Yeah.
Heidi did it for me. We got one split. I don't even think we got a death drop or anything.
No, but we got kind of a flip over deal. It was cool. It was good. It was fun.
We got a lot of some acting.
I will say she does the robot in the lip sync, which is sometimes the kiss of death in a lip sync.
It is. But she did it. She was funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nikki didn't build, unfortunately.
No.
And now Nikki goes home. I was gagged.
I was I was genuinely upset. I was like, I can't believe this.
I'm upset.
I don't think she should have gone home. She went home too early.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. She went home too early. I guess we can talk a little bit about Untucked now. Yas.
Yas.
Jackie feels like she's Susan Lucci. Jan is very funny in this Untucked.
She's ringing that shade button. She's pressing the shade button. It's very funny. She basically stands there the whole episode.
Yes. And what made me laugh was a couple times when Aiden's like, look, I feel like I worked it out. They pan to Jan giving a shit-eating grin. You know what I mean? Or like they pan to her giving that grin you give when someone's like, I'm going to be so much better without him. And you're just like, Yeah, totally. There was a frozen plastic nature to the smile, which said like, girl, calm down. Keep it cute because you did fine.
All of the girls keep coming for her. If her response isn't going to change, her response is like, so I'm in the competition. Get over it. You continuing to come for her is not going to change the response.
No.
Like, just she said, deal with it.
Yeah. She said exactly what she's supposed to say, which is like, fuck off. You are coming for me. Mm-hmm. And look, I want to see her fight. Look, I want to see more of this fight. I'm happy. My biggest objection has been like, you seem like you don't give a shit about this contest. And I think that that can't be true. So show me that.
And then I love when Heidi came in and goes, come on. You gotta stop making fun of her. You gotta stop coming for her. You know, I'm gonna care about Heidi right now because I'm gonna have to lip sync, and that is it.
I yes.
love Heidi.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
And fuck you.
And fuck you. Fuck you too. And fuck you. And fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Love.
Oh, and they tell Aiden, look, you haven't kiki'd with us. Please kiki with us or something. I will be interesting to see if that changes or not.
I hope so. And then Britta's in the back being like, with all of her teeth open, I'm gonna play the game. You want to see me play the game? And I'm like, what the fuck? Worry about yourself. Like, you cannot be so stuck on someone being here. Like, you need to get the fuck up over it.
That's true. There is no lie in that. And I mean, that's why the show works, because it breaks your brain.
Yes.
And her brain's breaking a little bit. Yeah, I do want to see her focus on herself. I know. It's like, I will either get to see her come around and just be the best her she can be, mm-hmm. or she's going to fuck herself if she doesn't kind of quit with that attitude. It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't love the attitude. It's not gagging me.
No, it's not great. So I would love to see her have a come around moment. But I would love to see how we navigate that. Cause I feel, I don't know, I guess I have nothing to base this on, but like, I do want to see her be her best. But yes, I also don't want to see her just be like entitled either.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Wow. Another week, another Drag Race.
Nicole. We did it.
Before we plug our stuff, I know, actually plug your stuff, and then I'm going to pull up a sweet review we got on the Apple Podcasts.
Okay, well, Nailed It is coming back to your eyes and ears April 1st on Netflix. I have a book coming out June 2nd. It's called Hashtag Very Fat, Very Brave, The Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy Down the Dumps Weeping Fat Girl in a Bikini. It's a self-help book with a lot of pictures. It's very silly. I have other podcasts, Why Won't You Date Me, Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus, where we're watching Star Wars, 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Day Bae with Marcy Juro. It's on Patreon. If you can't afford $5 a month, get a friend, split it in half, share it, and Best Friends with Sashir Zameda.
Fuck yes. Come on, podcasts. I love it.
Just sitting in quarantine. Look, what else can I do?
It's the best time to do podcasts nonstop. Honestly, you figured it out. Follow me online at Mono Agapian. Listen to my other podcast, which is on Patreon with Betsy Sodaro, called We Love Trash. We are having a lot of fun with the quarantine because we are quarantined together. So we get to record together and catch up on all the trash we love to need to love to have to hate to want. Oh, there's my queen, Nicole. Before we say goodbye, we are going to read one really great review. From It's Keeksta.
Yay. Whatever.
Yay. I'd like to okay, this is why this is especially funny to me. Talk about redemptions. I'd like to take back my previous review and change it. You deserve all the stars because you're helping me not slip into actual madness due to the quarantine. Your opinions are the end all be all. I'm glad this is the only podcast ever reviewing Drag Race. Thank you so much. We're here for a redemption. You are the Serena Cha-Cha of Drag Her. You deserve this. We love you. And we thank you for giving us reviews. Please keep that up on the Apple Podcasts and listen to us anywhere you get podcasts, even the lovely Stitcher app.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Queen. Nicole, let's keep talking because I need you to stay sane.
Okay, I love you.
Love you. Bye. Mwah. Oh. Oh, uh-oh, I'm ready again. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.